This is Toilet Reviews, where we give you a number two review while you leave a number two in your toilet. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Toilet Reviews. We got another Music Monday for you, and we have a special guest today, Ever. Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Ever, and for those who know me on Twitch, it is Noform.
Well, dude, so happy you were like, down to do this.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. This is exciting. I've never done this before, so we'll see how it goes.
Bear with us. We're both just figuring it out. And for Music Monday, we're definitely hopping more into Ever's court with the music. We're going into some underground hip hop with the duo Binary Star. How did you find like Binary Star and I guess your introduction to underground hip hop in general?
Yeah, I mean, good question. So back in third grade, back up a little bit. My brother is 6 years older than me, and he got into breakdancing or b-boying, the world of hip-hop. And so in third grade, I got into it as well. And there was this group called the Massive Monkeys, which is a very popular U.S.-based b-boy group that competed internationally. And they were based out of Seattle. And they went to Battle of the Year, and their MC was actually One Below. And my brother told me about that and told me that One Below was part of this group called Binary Star. And so I started listening to their music. I mean, I was in third grade, but I really enjoyed the music. I mean, that was kind of like my introduction to hip hop, really the first group into hip hop extensively. So, but yeah.
Yeah. Dude, awesome. Thank you. And yeah, third grade. I mean, I'm trying to think, like I said, this is kind of out of my sphere as much. I've gotten into more hip hop recently, but it's definitely been more mainstream, but of this same era, being like, well, it started with like Erykah Badu, which is a little like similar, but not quite. And then like Lauryn Hill, Nas, I guess, so like the typical famous stuff. So getting a look into some underground stuff. I mean, the only thing I listened to growing up similar to this was my brother was really into Jurassic 5, which gives me like kind of a similar vibe, but I could be wrong there.
I guess I kind of consider the underground hip hop an era of the late 90s to early to mid 2000s. And it's just another way of calling artists alternative hip hop or, it's another way of labeling these artists as alternative hip hop or indie hip hop. And so, yeah, artists like Outkast, who were alternative hip hop, became popular, signed to a label. I guess you're familiar with Kanye West. Same thing.
Of course.
But yeah, so underground hip hop, early 2000s, there's other artists like Atmosphere who are really big. Living Legends. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but
I'm not, but now I'm going to write it down because after this, I trust your judgment. So
I do have a little bit of, what's that word?
You know what you're doing.
I have a little bit of imposter syndrome because I was more surrounded by hip hop in my early years, like in my youth. And then like, later after high school, I got more into like indie rock and electronic music. So I kind of diverted away from hip hop. So my knowledge, I just feel like, I guess it's extensive to certain people, but when I talk about hip hop, I also feel like, you know, I'm a guest in that genre, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm like the super guest or the person who's like not even invited, but kind of nearby and it was like eavesdropping on the conversation maybe. but it's been great listening. I've been able to listen to this album. So yeah, today we're looking at Binary Star, and the album is Masters of the Universe. Came out in the year 2000, so nailed it on that the era there. And you mentioned One Below, who is, you know, the, I would say the head, you would probably call him the headman of the two, right?
Yeah, I mean, originally I think it was supposed to be a duo, but I think they had, you know, artistic differences, and One Below did kind of take over. So he did make music after they had split, and One Below kind of took over the project of Binary Star.
There you go. Okay. And the other rapper being Senem Silla, and they met in 1998 in a correctional facility, so in jail. And this, which is really interesting, and we'll see some songs actually from both of their perspectives of like time in jail on the album. But basically they got together after, you know, being released, produced an album called Waterworld on a $500 budget, and they toured it, but they were only allowed to tour it in Michigan because of their parole. And which is crazy to me, and used that money to fund the album Masters of the Universe, which, like, a lot of the tracks, to my understanding, from Masters of the Universe was on Waterworld, but this was just more of like a fleshed out, bigger production. Like you said, alternative indie kind of. So not like, I'm sure it was still fairly inexpensive compared to what we think an album might cost today. But like, just the most interesting story of a duo getting together.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I listened to an interview with One Below like not too long ago. I think it was in 2020. And the radio host asked him like how they met, because on the internet it was surfing that they had met in the correctional facility, but they actually met in high school. And I think they were part of an armed robbery or whatever, and they both went to jail. But
okay, interesting. See, this is, I'm glad we have you here. Because this is what I need to hear. And like, that's just crazy. Like the things they've been through together, you know, and come out of it and been able to use those experiences through their music, which, I mean, music with that passion and experience based on your life, I think is what, you know, produces good music.
Yeah. I mean, regardless, both of those stories are pretty interesting. And how they,
yeah,
how
I mean,
they,
regardless. Yeah. The outcome being some great music. And yeah, the year 2000, I mean, to the point where this album, I mean, yeah, if you look at numbers like on Spotify, for example, sure, you're not going to see the numbers that you see in the mainstream. But this album did get a remaster in 2017 and has, you know, it's around still. And I think it's being talked about still because, I don't know, it seems that good. In fact, Ever made me you made a playlist and that had the alternative hip hop, the older stuff. And immediately I listened through it and the Binary Star tracks were the ones I was drawn to the most. So that's kind of the full circle of how we got here, I think.
I really appreciate you listening to that playlist. I mean, I had a lot of fun making it just because I got to rediscover some artists that I had totally forgot about. Most of my playlists were on like a YouTube profile, like back in the day that I don't have a login credentials to. So Spotify was like, oh, you might like this artist. I'm like, holy crap, I haven't seen this artist in like 20 years.
It's really great when that gets to happen. We get to revisit, and it's like, it's tied to like memories too, right? I hear a song that I heard as a kid and that brings back, you know, what I was going through or what my life was like back then. Yeah. And so it's really fun to be able to go back and revisit that. And I'm happy I got, like, for me, this is all brand new and, you know, 23-year-old album coming up in October, but just, yeah, like, let's get into the album a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess, how has it changed for you listening to this as a third grader versus now, all those years later?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't really changed that much for me, except for some of the lyrics that I had looked back. Says a lot of things that I'm more aware of, that makes sense, especially with black culture and current events.
Totally.
But I mean, they mostly speak about the, I guess, the bastardization of the hip hop genre, where it kind of diverted from rap. And like, in one of the songs, in one of the songs called Honest Expression, they say it's hip hop and not hip hop.
Yes.
Where a lot of things are glamorized and it's all about the money and not about what hip hop had originally had become, you know. But I think that's like the main theme.
Which is a great theme to, yeah. And I, like, even me, I've been able to listen to it a few times all the way through in the last couple of weeks, but even then, like, you know, still catching new things every time. And I'm typically more drawn to the music, especially at first. I think it's probably common. The music draws you in, and then I think the lyrics sink in and become more meaningful with time. So I'm excited for this album to continue to teach me through the years. But as far as the music goes, just really great sampling being done, but also just music that frames their work on the vocals, I would like to say.
Yeah, I agree. I think my favorite thing about Binary Star is the effectiveness and efficiency with their lyrics, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
they don't leave any open space or I guess devalued lyrics just to fill up, you know, like a bar or something like that. Like, everything's very deliberate in the lyrics.
That's like the perfect way to put it. I totally agree with that. It's not that every space is filled. It's every like word has purpose. And like you said, deliberate was the perfect word for that. Mm-hmm. And you feel that when you're listening to this. It's just,
yeah,
I don't know. I was always like very impressed with some of the not just like the lyrics, but the phrasing, like this, like how it came through with all of it together. I don't know. It's just definitely felt very finished and very, but like raw at the same time. Didn't seem like they were sitting on these for years and years trying to get it perfect. It felt honest and true to their experiences.
Yeah, I agree. It's not crafted to like some Hollywood standard or something like that, but it is like, it shows through their lyrics how meticulous they are rather than the production of the beat itself. But their sampling is still really good. Like the melodies and the beats they make really go with the lyrics also.
Yeah, I was really impressed with all of them. Even the opener Reality Check was a perfect example of that. I thought I was just very impressed with just like pulling you from place to place musically and not distracting us from anything else that's happening in the song, but all, it just felt additive, like everything working well together for a greater sum than just the parts alone.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't even realize Reality Check was the opening song until you asked me about Binary Star and I started listening again. And I was like, wow, that's actually a really big song comparatively to others. And I was like, I mean, it is a really good song, but I think songs like Honest Expression was underrated compared to the rest of the album. But I don't know. What do you think? Do you have like a favorite song on the album or?
Yeah, I had a lot of good ones. I mean, I know that Slang Blade is one of the more popular ones in terms of plays on Spotify, at least. But I thought it was very, I don't know, really enjoyed that. Same with Fellowship. Other ones hit harder as like with more listens, like Evolution of Man or I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, which there's a part one and two. And those, from my understanding, kind of talked about their experience in the, you know, being in a correctional facility. But just really powerful. But also on top of just like individual tracks having good, like just having really strong individual tracks, it is a very cohesive, like it's an album. These aren't just songs put together next to each other that like were all catchy or whatever. Like everything felt like it was in its right spot for a reason. Like this song leads into this song for a reason. This song leads into this song. And musically, they did a great job with that. A lot of these songs have interludes, like intro, outro type things, part one, part two. And they lead into each other. So it feels like a one. Like, I don't know, I'm someone who loves listening to an album, like an entire album, to kind of try and put myself in the artist's shoes and understand why they put things where they did. And this album, I think, was a great example of purposeful, like you said, with their phrasing, their lyrics, everything there, but also just the track placement and the creation of the album as a whole.
Yeah. And they're pretty versatile too. I mean, They go hard with the lyrics talking about hip hop, and it kind of flows through like love stories or just generally about love. And then they just got other stories like Metaphors with Wolfman Jack. I think it's a very well-rounded album also.
Yeah, I think we do get a little bit of everything in that aspect. And like you said, like kind of talking about the bastardization of hip hop, we see the things that are happening in quote unquote hip hop today, which hip hop is perfect for that because they still are using a lot of stuff from, like, it's not like it became an entire new genre, but they took the pieces they wanted to make it more flashy, showy. I don't know. But even, you know, talking about who they are, like they're going to mention it's Binary Star, like a lot throughout the album. Right. And even talk about what that means in the beginning of one of the tracks, talking about, you know, what is a binary star, like a system of stars like orbiting around each other. So I love these intros where there's like, you know, it might be them talking. It might be like a clip from like a famous speech or something in some of these, but we get a lot of, yeah, I don't know, variety. Like you said, it's really unique.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned like the origin of the name. I think they do talk about it in one of the intros or outros of the songs.
Right.
And during that same interview that I'd listened to, he was talking about how he actually came up with it. And I think before they didn't really have any rhyme or reason to come up with their names. But when they had decided to make Binary Star, he started looking into a dictionary and he was just reading through a bunch of words and he finally got to the B's and looked at Binary Star. And I think it just kind of stuck with him and he wrote it down in jail. So when he got out that he would remember it, he even wrote down the definition. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It works really well, I think, for them as a group too, because there is a lot of back and forth, like, some songs featuring one of them more than the other, but they do work well together. Like, so I think the premise or the idea of them, you know, orbiting around each other, working together, it is a bummer that it didn't really work out creatively after this, really. But I think it is a great name for that purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of disappointed that it didn't continue, but I still do listen to One Below songs. I don't know if you've listened to his album Sonogram, but that, I think that was the first one that came out after they had split. And he still continues to make pretty good music too. And that album is really good if you're ever interested.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go back and, I don't know, just this genre as a whole, I didn't really branch out too far.
Mm-hmm.
Like from your playlist, yeah, like I had that, but focused on this these last couple of weeks. But now I'm excited to kind of branch out. Like I said, this is totally like newer to me. And I just like, you know, hearing new music, being open to just new things in general. But this was such a good one. Definitely felt pretty, I don't know, I fall into the, I'd make things bigger than they are sometimes. Or like I listen to something new and I'm like 10 out of 10, this album is perfect. And I have a hard time with criticisms on new things, especially when a friend like you has, you know, suggested it to me. But I don't know, I'm feeling pretty strong about this album right now in the sense, like, I don't know, it feels like I'll say 9 out of 10 album for me. I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, same.
No, it could be 10 out of 10.
It would be 10 out of 10 for the nostalgia, yeah. But
yeah.
It's just good that you picked it because, I mean, yeah, you said you're not really familiar with the genre, but it seems like you have an ear for good music, so.
I like to think so, but of course, that is always going to be so biased, but it's okay. In fact, when we were messaging each other, I was like, I don't know, I'm thinking Binary Star.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah. It was just like, yes, let's do this.
That's fantastic, dude. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Did you find, just curious, did you find any other artists that you were kind of curious about?
I'm going to have a trouble. Like I said, I don't really look at what I'm listening to half the time. So when something is playing, I am pretty oblivious to what is happening. Like in my car, I don't like look down to see what it is. So yes, there were other artists in the playlist that stuck out to me for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to go back and kind of get some more names because, you know, there were a lot of Binary Star songs in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have some, like, I remember Tribe Called Quest, who I've heard before, they're I want to say they're pretty, they're like a lot bigger, right?
Yeah, they're a lot bigger, but they are considered alternative. I think they're, yeah, I looked it up and they're alternative hip hop.
Yeah.
In their,
and
in
like
their
you
era.
Said, we had Outkast here too, which of course that's like, that's familiar to anybody. Mm-hmm. But so I'm excited to go through more and just, yeah, discover more of it.
Yeah, no worries.
But yeah, thanks again, Ever, for suggesting this and for doing this. We got the national day today, National Lobster Day. What? Why are we picking this?
Because it's Bezos food.
It's Bezos food, and that's why we are here. You know, like we're just trying to get on his paycheck, one way or another.
Yeah.
We got the definition for it here. A fine delicacy throughout most of the world. A crowd-pleasing crustacean has seen darker days. Oh my gosh. That's a terrible that's a terrible description for the holiday. This food didn't use... Seafood in general has never... Like, historically, was not, you know, the wealthy man's food, I don't think, right?
No, it was definitely a poor person's food.
Because that's like, yeah, how we were getting it, you know, fishermen, like even biblically, we know, like lowest of low.
The bottom feeders,
exactly. But yeah, so there we go.
Where'd you find that definition? Was it on Bezos, like LinkedIn or something?
It was not, but it was, it should have been. Nationaltoday.com is where I grabbed the National Day Today's. And there's always a little quip under the holiday. Of the day. There's always like 10 every day. Like today we could have picked National Daughters Day, but I only have sons, so I'm, you know, solidarity. Binge Day, German Butterbrot Day, Math Storytelling Day. We had options, but we landed on National Lobster Day. I think it was a good
nice
call.
Wait, Binge Day?
Yep, binge. Ready for a lazy, relaxing day, grab some popcorn and snacks.
Wow.
They're always cheesy or just way out of touch, these descriptions. Or National John Day. So if you know a John.
He's a National Jaundice. I was
like, oh, National Jaundice. Like, no, yeah. Get under the UV light. Let's, yeah, no. But thanks again, Ever, for joining us. Do you have any words for the adoring fans?
Oh, wow. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Eat your vegetables and listen to the album. It's fantastic. Even if you're not into hip hop, or even if you are, please give it a listen.
I'm right there with you, Ever. I'm gonna say listen to it, give it a try. Mom, I know you're listening. Just give hip hop another try, please. But thanks again, everybody. We'll see you next time on Toilet Reviews.